Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
John, we've been talking a little baseball today, and I want to bring up this Dusty May conversation.
Okay.
We're just picking some of our teams for the tournament. Is the season already a success for Dusty May? Is he coaching with house money? Year one, Big Ten tournament champs, almost a 20-win improvement. What do you think?
I believe he's the first-year coach to win a Big Ten tournament.
Yes, that is correct.
So, I mean, yeah, he is playing with house money. I think he is. He's done a tremendous job of taking this Michigan team and utilizing the transfer portal. I don't know how much NIL has played a part of this, but I know moving forward, part of his new contract was the commitment to NIL dollars. That has nothing to do with I think, this year. But I think when you look at, this is a team that, as you mentioned it, it's deeply flawed. If they've been able to withstand and overcome some of those flaws and get away with some wins, even if you're looking at the game against Maryland and the ability to go coast to coast and how they set up that play to get a win, and send themselves to the finals of the Big Ten tournament. Like, I think there are just some moments where you could see that this team is well coached. Now, again, the flaws. How can you coach out some of the turnovers? You know, that's going to be a question moving forward. Is this going to be a trait of Dusty May's teams moving forward, that they're just the turnover machines and they need these moments at the end of the games where there is good coaching, there's good fundamentals, where you're able to, you know, outlast some teams? We won't know that until we get down the road. But to think that this is a team that hasn't been in the tournament for, what, 3 years? And now all of a sudden they're a team that, yeah, you can argue whatever you want about the seeds, but they're a 5 seed. They won the Big Ten tournament in Dusty May's first year. Yeah, I think he's playing with house money at this point.
Season's a success if they get bounced in the opening game of the tournament.
I think an opening game of the tournament would be disappointing.
So, he's got to win at least one.
Well, but I think you could still say that this season was a success. It'll be disappointing, but what was the goal coming into this season? What was the thought that this Michigan team would be coming into the season? I think most people thought that they would be a team that would be a tournament team, but not necessarily as high as a 5 seed, or arguably should have been a 4 or a 3.
I think it's a fascinating question, and we want Michigan fans to weigh in. I would say he's got to get to the Sweet 16. I think that's a fair standard for a successful year one for Dusty May. I think they get bounced in the opening weekend of the tournament, especially as a favorite in the first game.
So you think that if that's the case of a first-year coach,
but I
think that would be the standard moving forward. You should be a Sweet 16 every single year.
Well, I think it's a nod to Michigan's basketball program, which has made Final Fours and national title appearances, that Michigan has a financial commitment, right? They extended Dusty May. And I think first-year head coaches aren't held to the standard they were 10 years ago. When you have the portal, when you bring in 2 7-footers and a power five guard in Donaldson, when you bring in instant, successful veteran players it's not enough to just get in, right? I would think at a place like Michigan, it's simply not good enough to just get in. I would say no, he's not playing with house money, but I'm curious if Michigan fans feel like he's done enough in year one. Big Ten tournament title, how much weight does that carry? Getting them back to the tournament, this is, they'd missed the two previous seasons. 248-539-9797. I would say the Sweet 16 would be a successful season. Maybe I'm setting the bar too high. Because you're saying that's already kind of, hey, this is a success and more is good, but this is a success.
I think it's been a successful year one for Dusty May. Winning a Big Ten tournament, and I mean, the ultimate goal is winning a national title and what you do in the NCAA tournament. That's the ultimate judge of where you are as a coach. But I also think it's, they're not a lot. There are a few hangovers from the Juwan Howard era.
I mean, Juwan made two different Sweet 16s and one Elite Eight. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, including his first tournament, Juwan went to the Elite Eight and was a Big Ten regular season champion.
Yes. But I think in year one, what they've been able to do, finishing second in the Big Ten and during the regular season, and there's a bunch of ties and all that stuff, but and then winning a Big Ten tournament, I think that's a successful year one. It's not what I want to the way that this season I want to end. I want more. But I think you could sit there and say it's a successful year one.
248-539-9797. Let's get to Mark in Ypsilanti. Mark, you want to weigh in first? You're on 97.1.
Yeah, hi guys. How you doing today? I love your show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm pulling out my brackets right now, and this is intriguing. What happens if Michigan makes the Sweet 16 and plays Auburn? Do we have enough talent to beat Auburn and possibly play Michigan State in the regional final? That would be epic. Michigan versus Michigan State in the regional final. Like they did against Illinois back in '89. I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think we have enough talent to get there? To be Auburn?
I mean, do I think they have? Yes, but they'd have to play a near mistake-free game. And I just don't know that this team is built to play a mistake-free game.
So Danny Wolfe beat Auburn last year in the tournament, did he not? When he was a member of Yale? And this is a more talented Michigan team than that Yale team. Can they? Yes, it's March. Anything can happen. Auburn's lost three of their last four. I think they're on shakier ground than you would suspect of the number one overall seed come tournament time. Can they? Yes. Having said that, I think John did a great job outlining the number of reasons why Michigan might not even get to that point. I mean, we could dream of a Michigan-Michigan State rivalry knockdown, drag-out showdown. Michigan is a favorite, but a slight favorite in their opening game to a team that will turn you over. And then Michigan will play, if they win that game, likely Texas A&M, who crashes the glass, which is another one of Michigan's weaknesses. And then you wonder, like, are these weaknesses at all a reflection of coaching? Right? If I told you a team had recurrent turnover issues all season long and they don't box out in their own end and they're one of the worst free throw shooting teams, you go, well, yeah, that's kind of a reflection on the coach, too. And I don't say that to suggest that Dusty May was a bad hire, but to say, like, the year is a success just getting in the tournament, I kind of feel like that's too low of a bar.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It'd be one thing if they overcome those things through a Big Ten tournament title and then a Sweet 16 berth, and you go, okay, they kind of, this is as far as you expected this team to go. I mean, you're the five seed. I think Sweet 16 makes sense, right?
Well, sure, Sweet 16 makes sense. But again, I still think it's a deeply flawed team. If they end up getting there, then is it, what? Why is it that they get there? Is it just better guard play and they're starting to get some shooting? Because they're still going to turn the ball over.
Yeah. It's probably someone like Donaldson or Burnett, who, when they went on a little bit of a run recently, Burnett was making big threes in the regular season. Greg, you're a Michigan Hoops fan. I say season as it sits right now, 17-win improvement, second place in the regular season. They're Big Ten tournament champs. Right now, is it a successful season? Is he coaching with house money?
I think I would like to see a tournament win.
Okay.
But I think for the most part, I'm really going to side with John here and just realizing, man, we were talking about a dead, dying Michigan program this time a year ago, and to see him revitalize that into a 25-win team, Big Ten tournament championship team is, I don't know, man, there's not a lot left to be desired for this season for me.
Okay. Couple ticket texters. Guys, we won 8 games last year. This is absolutely a success. Dusty has given me hope. Success. Sign Whitmer on the ticket text. Texter says, I think most Michigan fans would be extremely happy if this is the end of the line. If you had offered it to them 8 months ago, my expectations would be that, yeah, maybe we could make the tournament, but we wouldn't be nearly this good, and it'd be nice to win a couple games, but the season is already a success. You're shifting the goalposts. No way at the start of the year, after single digits, would the judgment be the Sweet 16. Matt in Heartland.
So I guess that would have been the question, and I don't know. I don't remember us discussing the expectations for Dusty May.
I don't think we did.
I mean, because I don't think anybody was talking about college basketball back in November. No,
we're thick of the Lions season.
Or December.
Yeah.
And so what was, if you could remember, what was your expectation for Dusty May and this roster going into the season?
It's so tough because he did hit the portal aggressively. He brought in Vlad Goldin, who he had coached at FAU, right?
Mm-hmm.
He brought in Danny Wolf, who we had seen have a tournament moment and have kind of a bit of a profile. 2 7-footers. Those were turnkey guys. Trey Donaldson played on Auburn last year, a tournament team. It felt like the pieces were there for them to make a quick flip. Like, I didn't think, oh, they were an 8-win team, so the next step is getting to 500. Like, I thought they'd be better than that, right? I think the tournament was a reasonable expectation, and that's where they are.
Yeah.
And it's just, do you think that they should have accomplished any more than this, or do you think that's enough? 248-539-9797. Texter says, already a success. Juwan took over Beeline's program that was well-established. Dusty took over a program that Juwan turned into a bleep show. So what he inherited and what he's doing, success.
Yeah. I mean, I think when you talk about, you know, him going to what was an Elite Eight in his first year, like, you are doing that with some of the guys that were here and coached previously. Now, by the time you have the, you know, you've turned over the classes, it's your roster, it's your team, it's your program. Now, I know there were some health issues for Juwan last year, and he was limited in what he could do, but it's still your program, still your guys. It there were some things, obviously, that we addressed with, yep, you know, coach to coach, major issues. How did that translate to the program? How did that translate to the players? It was not going well. And then all of a sudden, Dusty May comes in. He does revitalize the roster, completely remakes it, and then finishes second. And with 2 weeks left, had a chance to win the regular season Big Ten title.
It seems like the consensus is, yes, Michigan fans view the season as a success, even if they get eliminated in their very first game of the tournament. I ask because it's interesting. First-year coach, you typically give people grace, but first-year coach changes in the era of transfer portal at a place like Michigan where you've had so much success. So that's there for you guys. We're going to talk a little bit of football in the 9 o'clock hour. Aaron Rodgers, if he comes to the North, any concern? It's 97.1.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.